Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe. And today I am joined by Audrey Blankenship, one of our clients here at MetPro. And we are going to be discussing Audrey's journey. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I would like to start with a little bit of background for folks. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to find MetPro.
Okay. I have been a runner, not like a professional runner, like a just for fun to get my stress out in my crazy work life for, gosh, I want to say just a couple of years, but it's been since 2010.
Oh,
so I guess longer than a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a really long time. Give yourself more credit.
Wasn't 2015 last year?
Ever since we had the pandemic, I am constantly like in the wrong year. Like I cannot get the year right. And paired with as old as I'm getting, it's all starting to wait. What was 20 years ago? I don't like that at all.
Same. The other day I was talking about something. I was like, no, it was 2014. And then somebody was like, that was 10 years ago. I'm like, no, it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was. Gosh. Okay. So we've been running since 2010. I think as I've started getting older and into the over 40 club, it feels like weight is sticking on more than it used to. I learned about MetPro through the Marathon Training Academy podcast and was like, maybe this is something I want to do. So I researched it and then didn't do anything. And then I told my husband about it and then I didn't do anything. And then somehow it came back up in like an Instagram feed or something. And I was like, okay, now's the time. I'm ready. But I don't want to do something where I'm just going to drop weight really fast. And then when I stop, I'm just going to gain it all back. I want to have a very slow progression. And that's what I've had, which is I'm happy with. I know I've always wanted to be, you know, I want to get there faster to my goal, but I want to have a healthy lifestyle and still feel good when I'm running. And I've run 2 marathons since I've been working with Bianca. And I felt great during both marathons.
That is a huge win in and of itself. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you said that you are losing weight steadily and at a like a moderate, nice, even pace, which is healthier. I'm sure you know that as well. And I'm curious what you feel like made working with a coach a good fit for you.
I really like that if I'm going out to eat, I can send Bianca the menu and she'll tell me what to order.
It's pretty handy.
Maybe the greatest part that I don't get that I have to choose and then get anxious and read a menu for 4 hours ahead of going, even though that all sounds very not healthy to do. But that's what I would do before. I would look at menus. I would analyze and overanalyze. And is this a healthier option? Is this, am I choosing the lowest calorie option? Is that smarter? Is that what I need? And every time she chooses for me, I think that's not what I would have chosen before.
Yep.
She chose something different that I would have never considered, just ordering a chicken breast and then adding sides to it. Like I don't know why. I also don't ever want to be a difficult orderer.
Oh, I know, right? It makes you feel like you're being difficult and you're not, right? You're just asking for what you want. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. And then we'll go out with friends and they're like, oh my gosh, you always order so healthy. And I'm like, Bianca did it. I didn't do it. I repeated what she told me to order.
I will say Bianca made suggestions. You made decisions.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But it's so easy. I don't know. I think that's what I maybe overthought ahead of time, that it would be very difficult. It would be very hard to implement in my life. My husband is also a runner, but can eat whatever he wants all the time and still be very thin. It's not the same when you're a woman. There's all those like joking memes that are funny of, oh, I stopped drinking soda and I lost all 15 pounds. Like, I haven't had a soda in 12 years, so that's not going to do that for me.
No.
It's funny, but working with a coach has probably been a far simpler process than I thought would be. I was a little scared of what was going to happen, that she was going to be like, throw away everything you own. If you mess up 2 days, I don't want to talk to you again. No, none of that. It is the kindest, most, I feel like I have my best friend hanging out with me every week when I talk to her. And then I'm like, wait, she's here for more than just hanging out with me.
But that's great that you have such a good rapport. And yes. I will say we have a wide variety of coaches that have different coaching styles, and we work hard to make sure that they get paired up with the right person. And that your testament says that we're doing a good job with that.
I also love Coach Eric when Bianca's out.
Eric is amazing. He's so versatile.
He leaves the funniest voicemails. Like, he always calls me when I'm on a meeting at work and I'm like, I couldn't catch it. And then I listen to the voicemail. I'm like, I have to save this because it's so funny. I'm just going to listen to it when I'm having a bad day. Of him so excited about the things that you can eat on your when your plan changes. So cute.
Oh, that's amazing. What would you say has surprised you the most about MetPro?
Gosh, that's a good question. What has surprised me the most? So easy. I think it feels like too easy of an answer, but
no, it doesn't.
My app, it goes anywhere with me. Anything changes within the app. The app has workouts in it, which are amazing when you're traveling. Although I don't use, I'm a sucker for my Peloton stuff when I'm at home.
Me too. Guilty.
I just looked at my bike yesterday and was like, oh, I'm not riding it as much now that I'm still just went right back into another training cycle of a half marathon. How can I ride the bike more and not do too much?
Good cross training.
But it's so easy. Like, it's easy to put a meal together, just clicking on your different pieces. It's easy to put it into a shopping list. If something comes up, I text Bianca, she replies. Okay, shockingly, maybe that's the easiest piece of it. Bianca is in a different continent than I am, and I still feel so fully supported by her.
She is a rock star. There is no doubt about it. Yes. I'm curious if there's been anything that you have struggled with. Like, you've talked a lot about all the wonderful things about it, but has there been something that you were like, oh, I don't like this thing, or just it's harder than you thought?
No.
For example, I really struggle on the lowest carb intake. I know it's good for me. I see results from it, but my body craves carbohydrates. That's tough for me.
Okay. That's a good, great job.
I've done this a few times.
I know that when we go into a cut, I feel like when we go into a cut, I should have dramatic loss. I don't.
Same.
I have big losses when I'm at a higher carb number. And then I feel like I'm doing something wrong, and Bianca's, that's not, like, everybody operates differently. And she said the other day, she was like, you work out more than most people. I was like, oh, wait, okay. I just got my photos back from a work event. And I was like, I still don't look like what I think, like, still feel like I see those extra pounds. We are our own worst critic, and a photograph or a video is horrible. I was on the video on the huge main stage screen, was like, gosh, that's okay. I know I've made some progress, and it's very slow progress, and that's what I wanted, but it's still hard to see yourself and then go, I just want to drop it like crazy when I'm in a cut, and my body's like, we're running 7 miles this weekend. I know I have to hold on to this stuff for you to be able to feel good. What do you want? You want to feel good on your run, or you want to drop the weight now?
That's exactly right.
That is hard to be patient and understand that it's a process. I think that might be the hardest.
That makes sense, right? And listen, none of us ever gained the weight in a week or two. And so, of course, when we change gears, we have to reprogram our bodies. But I love that you're listening to your body. And I love that you are making sure that you're fueling it nutritiously. And I talk to a lot of runners that when they first come to MetPro, they really struggle with eating enough. It's hard because it's so different than it's what they're used to. And it's sometimes for some people, it's really hard to wrap their head around. No, I want you to eat more. That's mm-hmm. tough.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, this is going to sound horrible to say it this way. A lot of the people I follow on social media that I'm like, ooh, that, like, I want to look like that. That person looks so healthy and looks so fit. And I know they run a lot and they work out. And then find out later, I'm like, wait, you have an eating disorder? Okay, why is everyone that I think is an aspirational picture, there's something darker under the surface? I don't want that. I don't want to live my life that way. But I think that's the little bit of the horrible part of social media, that you follow these people and you're like, oh, their life is perfect. Oh, the picture they posted today is perfect.
You got that's it.
It's not a direct reflection of what they're doing. Or how many people are like, you're not a real runner if you fuel on your run. No, Bianca and I very early on figured out exactly when I needed to be fueling in a marathon. I just finished in January. It's March tomorrow. I'm not really sure when that happened. In January, my husband and I did the Dopey Challenge
yes!
at Disney World. 5K Thursday, 10K Friday, half marathon Saturday, full marathon Sunday. I finished the marathon. I could have gone further.
That's crazy.
Crazy. But with him, I was like, all right, it's time to fuel. I've got we're fueling at mile 2, mile 5, mile 8. And he's, you are like really on this. I'm like, I know, I've practiced this enough through all of this training that if I fuel this way, I feel good when I finish. I still have energy. I can go to the park and run around Epcot all evening and it's not a big deal. And we saw some people the next day and they were like, you're moving like you're not even sore. I'm like, no, I'm not. I made sure I drank my protein shake each day and I fueled my body the way that I needed to. And I ran a faster marathon time this year at the Dopey Challenge than we ran the Disney World Marathon the year previous. My marathon was faster this year than last year's marathon there. Not a PR, but I don't know that you can run a PR at a Disney World race where you stop for... Last year, my friend and I finished, we stopped for one character. This year, my husband, who has never ran with me before, we ran a full marathon together. I think we had 14 character stops.
Oh my gosh.
And finished faster than last year by quite a bit.
Huge congrats. That really says a lot. Really, your pace must have been cooking for you to be able to stop that many times and still
get
faster.
The lines were very short.
Still. Do not diminish that. That's an amazing thing.
It was fun. And he was like, we're at mile 21. And you're like, I know you're doing your run walk thing, but like your runs, you are just flying past people. I'm like, that's also why I like it here, because I get to be fast. We live in Eugene, Oregon with a lot of Olympians and potential Olympians. They blow by me on the path. But when I go somewhere else, I'm like, oh, I feel, this is great.
That's awesome. But it also is like such a great testament to all of the preparation that you put into it, because not just the training, but getting ready and going to Florida. Did you take your food with you? Did you get it all like Instacart when you got there, or go shopping when you got there?
I did an Instacart order.
That's my favorite.
If you ever ask Bianca, I'm very much known to pack my own food. I just went to Vegas for a week for work. I packed all my own snacks. So I was like, I know I can control this. I also maybe have a problem with control. You ask my team at work, they'll be like, yeah, you're the most controlling, have to have it your way person we know.
That's what makes you good at your job, I bet, too.
And I feel good. So I did pack my own oatmeal for Disney World, but then I did do an Instacart order. So that I knew that we didn't have a full kitchen. We had like a microwave and a sink, but knowing that I had control over what I was eating and eating the same things that I had trained with is important to me. I don't know how people do it. And they just like wild card. Well, see, whatever, it's fine. Like,
a lot of people end up with an upset stomach at the end of a race too. So there's that.
Very true.
But I am a firm believer in the rule. Don't ever incorporate anything new day of. I didn't think that applied to clothes. I did a half marathon It was like there was a half Ironman in Atlantic City and you could do it as a relay. I want to be clear because I don't want to make it sound like I did the whole thing because that would be untrue. But I did do the running portion, which at the time was my longest run ever. And when I was there, you could buy these really cool tank tops that had your name on the back. And I was like, oh, I got to get that. And it had like just the slightest bit of mesh underneath the arms. And I was so raw when I got done. And it rained that entire run, the entire time. And it was a nice light rain. It honestly wasn't that bad. But between that and the new tank top, so I'm a firm believer, I will never do that again. Never try anything
also
new.
Also, I think chafing is like the world's worst thing.
Yeah. Luckily, it was under the arms. Like, there are other places that you could chafe that are worse.
Oh my gosh, did you see? Now I can't even think of her name. The girl that won the Olympic trials, her bib was covered in blood because she had put a gel in her sports bra. It was her first marathon, didn't realize she would chafe that bad, and bleeding.
Poor thing.
Chafing. But she still ran like a 224 marathon.
I guess a 224. I think that's amazing.
No big deal.
I could never
that's not
even,
what I'm running.
I could never hope to even, yeah, I can't, that's not even in my sight of possibilities for the rest of my life. That'll never happen.
Same.
So you mentioned MetPro at work, that you just recently took this trip. What do you do on a day-to-day basis for MetPro when you go to work? Do you take all of your food with you every day?
So I work from home most of the time.
Nice.
But I've been traveling a lot more. One previous work trip, I packed my own oatmeal, chia seed, protein powder, and then just ran hot water through the coffee maker and had breakfast in my own room every day instead of, it's for an event, so it's banquet hall food.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite anyway. Even at home, I prep my breakfast for the whole week on the weekend before, just because it's easier. It's one less thing to think. I don't have to think about it. It's already done. And I know it fits exactly my plan. Everything else, I'm at home most days. So I cook lunch at home. If I'm going somewhere, I'll ask Bianca. I've been with Bianca for over a year, so I feel like I'm pretty good at now navigating a restaurant menu.
Yeah.
Another great thing is if I really want a cheeseburger today. I know Bianca's like, have your cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And then the next meet, then go back to your plan. It's not that big of a deal. Go to the birthday party. Although she's very funny when she's like, go to the birthday party and have a piece of cake. I'm not supposed to. And she's like, that's never what we said.
Yep.
You have to still live your life and be a normal person in this world.
It's true. It's so important. I think everyone sets themselves up for failure if they think they have to be perfect every single day and do everything like I have to fit into these boxes and do this thing just the right way or it doesn't count. If 80 to 90% of the time we're eating healthy foods and then we have that treat, that's great. Mm-hmm. And then we don't feel resentful. You can easily get resentful towards something that you're trying to do when you feel like it's always keeping you from enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
What about, you mentioned that your husband ran with you. Does he support MetPro? Is he like, does he ask questions or is he like, why are you eating this way? Does he have thoughts?
He's fully supportive. I keep trying to convince him. I'm like, I don't think you're eating enough food. I'm going to have Bianca tell you what you should be eating.
How did
He's
that
like,
go
no,
over?
No, I don't want to. But he really does want to meet Bianca. He every week asks, did you talk to Bianca? What's new? I'm glad you have a relationship with Bianca and you've never met her. But he's fully supportive. He's very on board. It's really, it's great. You have a good supportive husband in it.
That's awesome. Has there been something in your life that you felt you would have to change significantly that you didn't?
Not really. Our kids are grown, so it's just the two of us at home. The funniest thing probably was when our kids came over, I think it was a holiday or something, and our youngest is in his early 20s. He opened the refrigerator and he goes, "Why do you have so much cottage cheese?" He said, "Oh, I'm doing this food program thing." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And that was it. There were no other questions. There was nothing else. But he was like, "Why do you have cottage cheese?" And I'm like, also, cottage cheese is like the easiest add your protein thing, as long as you like the consistency of it. Although I keep seeing people whipping it in food processors.
It's a thing now. It's a real thing. Yeah. People, it's the newest TikTok craze.
I haven't tried it yet, but just because I like it as it is.
Yeah. Hey, if you like it, there's no need to change it. It's more if you need to change it up because you're bored with it. Now you have another option that you can try. Yes. So that'll be
good.
Love
that. I love the. That's maybe the greatest part of MetPro. There's so many things you can change and do, and it's so customizable. I think it's easy for everyone. Although I'll say, if you cook yourself, it's easy to do.
It does get harder if you try to buy prepackaged things. Yeah, yes. For sure. That is definitely more difficult. And it comes back to planning because like my busy weeks, my crazy days, I will get like a rotisserie chicken. And then I pair that with frozen vegetables that I roast in the oven because it's super easy and I don't have to think about it. And there's ways to do it. But yeah, if you want to go and get some prepackaged thing that has all the stuff in it, that's going to be harder to break out. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
I do love it. Like when we have spaghetti, I just make two.
Yeah.
And I'm already measuring out for mine tonight. I'm just going to measure it out for mine tomorrow night. And then I'm always like, oh, I love a leftover that's already measured out.
That's so smart. Yeah, that's a great way to do it. So you always have, you always are ready for another meal. Mm-hmm. What did we miss? What do you want to make sure that people know about your journey, whether that's on the fitness side with running your marathons, because that sounds very exciting, or if it's something on the nutrition side?
So maybe I think my favorite thing this year, Bianca asked me the very start of this year to think about my goals for the year, which I haven't done in years, but it was different to think, okay, I'm going to make these goals and know that I have a built-in cheerleader behind me that's like constantly thinking of how can we achieve these. And my goals this year were, one was a number on a scale, which I hopefully a terrible goal to make a number on a scale. And then the other one is a time and a half marathon. Then she's like, I think both of these are doable. And I thought, oh, did I not shoot high enough? And I was like, no, this is where we're going. This is the first one. And if we get here, we can reevaluate and make a new one. But it's so nice to know I have a supportive person behind me wanting to get to that place also. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. You guys are aligned. You're on the same team. You know that when she suggests something, she's thinking about that, even on the days you're not thinking about that. Yeah, that's important. I think that's a huge value of a coach and being able to say, if you're like, oh, I also have a vacation coming up, then coaches can help you plan around that and help you not be starving and get to enjoy your vacation because it's a vacation. You should enjoy it.
She just texted me this week and she was like, can you send me your healthy food at Disney World again? And I was like, oh, it's one of my friends that does that. Like she puts together these whole like running. She does a lot of training for people running at Disney World. And so she's put together these like healthy food option pictures on her Instagram. And I was like, here you go. This is what I used because I don't know, it's easier when someone else does the work. And you just go, that sounds great. I will have that. I feel good about.
That's great. Yeah. It's nice. That is the positive side of social media, that we can have lots of different options and tools for people, for each other, and be cheering each other on.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I didn't skip anything. Is there anything else that you want to share? This has been a great story.
No. I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Audrey. Before we let you go, would you let everyone know where they can find you if they have questions for you, if you would like to be found?
Probably easiest is my Instagram. My Instagram is AudreyB13.1 because I love a half marathon.
I love that. That's awesome.
Happy to answer any questions. I don't know. MetPro has been just really a blessing in my life this last year and a half.
That's wonderful. Congratulations on all your success. I'm so proud and happy for you. That's incredible. The Dopey Challenge just in and of itself is one of those non-scale victories that you should be very proud of. So
it was so fun. I keep like registration soon. Should I? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it again this next year.
Oh. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect from the show. You can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I will be back next week. Until then, remember, consistency is key.